It's in the state of Alaska. Well, they were going to upgrade their ferry terminal in Prince Rupert. They were going to do it using American-made steel, iron, and manufactured products as part of the Buy America policy. Well, the Canadian government intervened, threatening to use an obscure piece of legislation. Then Alaska canceled the project. Well, in an open letter to the people of Alaska, John Farrell has apologized, and the battle over who makes the new ferry terminal in Prince Rupert is still a hot debate. John Farrell is the president of the Prince Rupert and District Chamber of Commerce. He wrote that open letter expressing his concerns, and he's joining me in the studio for a look at this letter and what was going on. John Farrell, good morning.
Good morning, Russell. How are you?
Not too bad. So tell me why you felt that the chamber needed to write an open letter.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't categorize it as an apology. It was written more of an explanation to our Alaskan neighbors that we're not standing side by side with the federal government on this issue.
Why did you feel the need to address the issue, I guess, in this sort of forum, I should say?
Well, I guess we stand to lose from this controversy. We could lose trade and commerce opportunities, and we could also lose goodwill between neighbors. That's really the issue for us, twofold.
How would you describe that level of goodwill as it's been over the last few years or couple of decades?
Well, we've enjoyed a really good relationship with Southeast Alaska. The city of Prince Rupert sends a delegation every year. The Chamber of Commerce is part of that, to march in the Independence Parade on the 4th of July. We also send delegates up to the Southeast Alaska Conference. In fact, we're actually hosting that down here in Prince Rupert this fall. So in terms of the letter was really written to make sure that they understood, that Alaskans understood that that we've enjoyed that good relationship. We want to continue that good relationship. And we also want to make sure that that we remain the southern terminus for the Alaska Marine Highway.
It's been pointed out by many people that even if this project had gone ahead using quote-unquote non-American products, it wouldn't necessarily have meant using Canadian steel, because the steel probably would have come from other foreign sources. But at the end of the day, I mean, what do you think is at risk if this project had gone ahead? I mean, do you think that there's still a chance that a deal could be saved, that somehow this project could still go ahead?
Yeah, I think it's put on pause. The governor of Alaska says that operations will maintain until this controversy blows over. I mean, we believe that this is a pre-election and rhetorical battle, and that the feds are standing strong against U.S. protectionism. But for us, we want to see the terminus continue. I mean, there's 15,000 passengers that come through Prince Rupert to and from Alaska. And these people fan all across the Northwest up to the Peace. They take the ferry to Haida Gwaii or down to Vancouver Island. So this isn't just our issue in Prince Rupert. It's British Columbia's issue. And we're proud to have the southern terminus of the Alaska Highway in our town. We see it as part of our diversification of our economy. Our tourism office has done the math, and over the lifetime of the 50-year lease, the economic benefits accruing to Prince Rupert exceed $1 billion. So, you know, you put that up against a couple of $1 million in steel from mills in Hamilton, Ontario, and really there's no argument. Mm.
I suppose when the feds trotted out this challenge to the Buy America laws, I think perhaps if you're outside Prince Rupert or outside northern BC, it might have looked like a very positive thing, as if the federal government was standing up for Canadian interests. But on the ground, the reality for a place like Prince Rupert is that perhaps it wasn't necessarily as productive or as advantageous as you might have thought.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, local contractors would be able to bid on the project. They would have to use U.S. steel and iron, and that's fine with us. Mm-hmm. It's an odd place for us to be as a Chamber of Commerce. We support free market, and we'd like things to be as open and transparent as possible. But you know, this is a $15 million project, and we see that we have a chance to have some local content in that project. And really, it's not worth fighting anybody over this. We want to continue to have good relationships with Alaska. We want to continue to have trade and commerce, And that's really the reason that we sent that letter up the line. It's been published in Juneau and other papers, and we're hoping that the Alaskans realize that that Prince Rupert is open for business and wants to continue that that goodwill between neighbors.
Now, direct appeals to the population of Alaska is one thing, but as we all know, these decisions get made above most of our pay grade. So what sort of contact have you had with Alaska's governor?
Well, we know that our mayor, Lee Brain, has had contact with the governor's office and talked to the governor. We know that that some politicians in the province and with the feds that are understanding our position have had those conversations as well. We're planning on sending a delegation up to Alaska mid-March to talk to our friends up there. The delegation will be with both District of Port Edward and City of Prince Rupert, the Chamber of Commerce, and Tourism Prince Rupert. So we'll be heading up there and talking to people face to face, so they understand that our position and understand that we want the good relationship that we've had always with Alaska to continue.
Mm-hmm. I mean, given all the challenges economically that Prince Rupert has faced, not just currently but over the years, how much of this has felt like one more headache you didn't need?
Well, I've never been convinced that this is really about free trade. I mean, that's a tough sell. I think this is pre-election saber rattling and nothing more. And we're not buying into it. We just want to make sure that project continues in the future. And we'll do everything we can to mend those fences.
John Farrell, president of the Prince Rupert and District Chamber of Commerce.